This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 48. I French fried when I should have pizzaed. Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best
girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And this is episode 48 of our podcast.
Yay!
Yeah, you're so enthusiastic today, Panda. What's going on?
I'm tired.
Why are you so tired?
Well, because I was rocking out with Guitar Hero before we started this, so my hands kind of hurt. So I'm just laying back all chill.
See, I'm fine. I'm fine because I've been, like, sleeping the last 3 days recovering from the con.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not actually kidding because I came home on Sunday night and slept from, like, 6 Sunday night to, like, 10 Monday morning. So I got, like, 14 hours of sleep.
Nice.
No.
Which rocks.
Get this, right? I get up the next morning to go to school, and I get through my first class, like, barely. And in my second class, it's a short story, so we have to read and analyze stuff.
Yeah.
And in the story, there was a hermaphrodite who was supposedly, you know, the representation of Jesus. So for, like, 20 minutes, he's going on about how this hermaphrodite is Jesus, and he decides to change subject. And all of a sudden, I raise my hand, I'm like, wait a minute, I just had an idea. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, the hermaphrodite is Jesus, right? And he's like, I've been telling you this for the last 20 minutes. And one of our mutual friends was like, Panda, you were totally delayed. And I'm like, I'm tired.
Wow. 20 minute
20 minute rant. So apparently, in this, I figured it out that
you know what? Maybe it would have helped. Maybe it would have helped if he'd written on the blackboard, hermaphrodite equals Jesus.
I don't talk in the class, and I'm like, you probably think I'm like the biggest artard ever.
Okay, and on that note, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Velocity Micro, makers of custom built gaming mobile and home PCs. They're built by gamers for gamers. If you're looking for a bomb ass machine, check them out at velocitymicro.com. It's the exclusive PC we use for reviewing games here at Electric Sisterhood. So if you need a machine that will run the best version of Vista, well, basically, pretty much the only one out there worth buying. Check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com and tell them that the chicks over at the Electric Sisterhood sent you. Yay! I got through the promo!
Except awesome. Don't call us chicks, because that's so 90s.
Okay, broads,
babes,
bitches,
I'm not
hoes.
A babe, I'm not a broad.
Bitches and hoes!
Bitches and hoes doesn't bother me.
Alright, tell them that the bitches from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. ESH, bitch!
Hey, do we have a candy bitch this week?
We do not have a candy bitch this week.
Dude.
Yeah. And the reason why we don't have a candy bitch this week is because most of the new people that have been commenting on the website have been commenting anonymously. So I can't really give them candy. Because if I say anonymous, you win candy. Any motherfucker can email you like, it was me. I can prove it. See, I copied and pasted what I wrote.
Because they're crafty motherfuckers, aren't they?
They're crafty motherfuckers, so I can't really give anybody candy.
You guys gotta tell us who you are.
Yeah, you gotta say who you are, and I'm not giving candy to the spammers.
Yeah, Viking,
okay. The
Vicodin,
Viagra, and Seattle people are not getting any candies from us.
Yes. Vicodin, you are our candy bitch. No.
Yeah. No. Not gonna happen. Okay, if I wanna send the people at like Pfizer or something candy, I will. Okay? I don't need their freaking Gmail lackeys to try to submit for them.
Yeah.
Although maybe we should let them win and then poison the M&M's so they'll stop spamming us.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe I really should send some candy over to the Viagra people because maybe they'll send me some Viagra for free.
Why the hell?
You
a website run by women website run by women. We're all women, mostly. Yeah. well, the three of us are, anyway.
Wait, I was about to say, are you Jesus?
Yes,
are you the hermaphrodite?
Yes, I'm the hermaphrodite.
Oh my god.
I knew it!
Nick has a penis.
You heard it here. She's got it
no,
all.
No, it's more like Hedwig. It's just an angry inch.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's going off in May at a place near here, and I'm so excited. Actually, a friend of mine's directing it, so.
Awesome!
How awesome is that? So
wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked.
I'm hoping the play's better than the movie. Didn't 100% enjoy the movie.
Aww.
But the music was good, so.
Oh, the music was great. Hedwig's was great. So anyway, you were saying.
I'm totally off topic. I have no idea what I was saying.
Well, good, because that means that I just get to take the mic of Thousand Truths and pass it to Pandalicious and let her run with it.
Okay.
So here's the mic. Right now, it's looking like a Wiimote, and I'll explain why later.
It's back to a Wiimote? Awesome.
I know.
That means I gotta think of something to screw around with it. Because it can't ever get to Ninja as a Wiimote.
No.
Not
because
ever.
Now I'm going to change it into a cross, and I'm going to explain why, obviously.
Uh-oh.
No, I have not become a nun.
A cross or a crucifix?
Duh. Yeah.
Crucifix.
Yeah, Panda. Okay.
Crucifixes have Jesus on them, right?
Crucifixes?
Yeah,
crucifixes?
Yeah, because I can't see.
Crucifixes.
Yeah, those things. Whatever it is, it's a cross.
That's like trying to find the plural of Jesus. It doesn't
Jesus.
Work.
Jesus.
Jesus is.
Yeah.
I saw
anyway.
Multiple Jesuses hanging down on a corner. They were skimping hoes.
No, because Jesus is a legitimate name, so it is possible to have plural Jesuses.
Yep.
The Jesuses.
The Jesuses.
But anyway, while I was at Anime Boston this year, at one point I strayed from the group that we had going. Go off to some.
You didn't hang out with us at all weekend. What do you mean? At one point
that's
you strayed?
True. I was at the ball. I went to the masquerade.
Okay. Let's clarify this. You were at the ball after we left.
Yeah, to go to the AMVs. Not my fault that you. I had to wait in line.
Yeah. Well, you had a press pass, so no, you didn't actually.
But I didn't want to leave who I was with behind. That's rude.
Yeah, but and you could have tried. You probably could have gotten him in on a press pass.
I doubt that. But anyway, let's not go into it. But anyway,
I thought this would be hysterical.
At one of the times that I wasn't with the group, which, yes, there were more times that I wasn't than when I was, I went to a panel called Western Symbolism in Anime. And I thought it was really interesting, though at one point Magic did tell me it sounded like I went to, like, a college course and it sounded lame.
I was like, Jesus, you go to an anime convention and you go to a heavy panel like that?
You go to an anime convention to find Jesus!
Well,
Jesus, the last 2 years, has actually been walking around at AB.
He was at the dealer's room, I saw him in Artist Alley,
yep,
I saw him
all
at the masquerade, he was everywhere.
Jesus is everywhere.
Yeah. Jesus is everywhere.
So, at this panel, I mean, it was quite full. I think there was only one row that had people in it. So, like, a lot of people wanted to go to this.
And, all the grad students.
Actually, like, there were a bunch of old people there, too, like, above, like, 35. And anyway, but they were there, too. And, you know, it was a panel style, so there were four people up front. And they compared the symbolism from Kenshin to Full Metal Alchemist, and then they went to Evangelion. And I'm only going to talk about the Evangelion because I felt that actually had a stronger pull with me because everyone would say, ooh, you know, Full Metal Alchemist, the Seven Deadly Sins. Lame.
Okay. No, when you say symbolism, is it the really obvious, like, smack your forehead on, like, the symbols the alchemists draw symbolism or
no,
the deeper
the Western
stuff?
The deeper stuff, like the Seven Deadly Sins. Like, they threw that in your faces and tried to link them to how the characters were designed and if they portrayed compared to, I think, several books called The Fairy Queen and Faust. So actually,
so it's like the archetypes then, the archetypes.
Yeah. Okay. And I actually really just want to talk about the Avon stuff because the guy who was doing the section with Evangelion, you know, I felt I was like I learned stuff that I didn't even know about, you know, and
like,
you know, when you look at the name, you know, Neon Genesis Evangelion, you know. The Neo, you know, Neon. The Neo meaning new. Genesis, as we know, is like the first, you know, first chapter in the Bible, the beginning or the creation, and Evangelion. And the only thing in that whole last word that really struck is Eva, because, you know, Adam had a wife, or technically, if you read the Bible, Adam had several wives. One
the first one didn't work out.
Yeah, the first one, you know, didn't really want to do him. And then he raped her, and she was Lilith, and she became, like, the mother of all, like, demonic things. The second one that got created didn't really have a name, because as God created her, Adam was kind of watching and kind of saw her being, you know, created, and it was kind of disgusting. So he kind of didn't want to do her, you know. And then the third wife, you know, that we know of, was Eve, and another name for Eve is Ava. So, you know, new beginning of Eve. So, you know, you're like, okay, I never realized that before. But then again, I'm not a religious major, so
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sitting, I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, wow, all right, I dig it. I'm like, nothing seems like bunk to me. You know, and, you know, this guy was trying to link, you know, Shinji. Yeah, because I can't pronounce his name to save my
Shinji.
Life.
Shinji.
I have a
Shinji.
Like, damn it, I whacked something on my shin.
My shin, it hurts.
Yes. There you go.
All right, so he was trying to credit him being, you know, being, you know, and how, you know, Jesus and the dad had some complications.
Some.
And apparently, yeah, and you know, Shinji and his father obviously, you know, had some problems. Obviously. Lots of problems.
Just a couple.
You know, and, yeah, you know, and, you know, here he is on Earth, and, you know, he's trying to live, and he's trying to do the righteous thing, and everyone's, you know, like, oh, Shinji, you'll save us, blah, 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 blah. Kind of like, oh, Jesus, you're my savior, blah, blah, blah.
I was pretty sure that Jesus wasn't such a crybaby and a
you know,
a whiny,
what? Well, it's really funny because they actually pulled out, like, actual, like, you know, lines from the Bible.
That prove that Jesus was a whiny bitch? I gotta hear those.
No.
Oh,
but like,
I was so excited.
To back up all this stuff, you know, and then they were talking about, you know, how the person who defied Jesus, you know, Judas, they were telling which character kind of, you know, resembled Judas in a sense, and it was Coward. And I believe he's the character that you liked the most.
Yep. What was he? Yeah. He was the fifth child and the 18th angel, I want to say. It's been like 5 years since I watched this series, though.
Well, yeah, I haven't touched it since the last time. I was like, after I watched it, I was like, I need therapy.
No, I watched it once, like 5 years ago, marathoning it from like midnight to like 7 in the morning.
And you retained your sanity how?
So I don't remember shit about this series.
But anyway,
except for that everybody liquefies. That's the only thing I can remember.
If you kind of remember this series, you know, when Kaoru kind of shows up, you know, he's supposed to be the fifth child, the person who can pilot the Eva, you know, and him and Shinji, you know, kind of become friends. And apparently there's a bath scene where Kaoru tells, you know, Shinji that he loves him. And there was a big controversy because, you know, Jesus apparently was a virgin. And never had sex.
Really?
And never got with
I never
the
heard that.
But here's, okay, well, and if that's the case, then, all right, so here's my question. Because I remember, I think I was watching Death and Rebirth, or whatever the fuck it was, in Eva. And wasn't there a scene, like, at some point in time when, like, Shinji was visiting Asuka in the hospital and was talking to her and pretty much, like,
talking to her? She was unconscious.
Well, he was, like, speaking with her, and then at one point, like, talks to himself because he, like, whacks off on her?
Yep.
Well, he didn't do her. He just whacked off on her.
Spilling of seed.
Well, you know, it didn't go in the taco, so it's not considered... it's not considered a meal. Anyway,
oh, my God.
And I'm sure Jesus had a couple of rough nights in his life.
I don't think the Bible quibbles like that. Pretty sure it's all bad stuff.
But anyway, you know, so in the series, you know, right, Kaoru is the fifth child, so he's supposed to be able to pilot Eva. you know, he gets really close to, you know, Shinji, and everyone thinks that, like, they're doing each other, and they were talking about, you know, how in the bathtub he does say that he loves them.
Just a question. Everyone in the series or everyone who's watched the series? Because this is one of those series that everybody's watched, so everybody talks about.
Well, everyone in the room, we're all in, this is the only thing people were in unison about.
Okay, in the panel room.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's so, viewers all thought that they had it going on.
Yeah, you know, and one of the panelists was like, it's like, the guy who was doing a segment, he's like, there was no sex. And she was like, as far as we know, you know, and she was baiting us. Like, it was actually really interesting, but it was also funny, too. You know, and like, they're like, you know, who's a big fan of Yaoi? And like, I think the two oldest guys who were in the back were the only ones who didn't raise their hand, you know? And the guy's like, well, there was no Yaoi in this anime. And that's when...
No, but there was a hell of a lot of perversion, even without actual sex.
You don't climax on people in comas.
It's bad.
You know what?
Kids.
It might be a new trend.
It's not cool. They can't wash up afterwards. That's not fair.
That's what the visiting nurse is
on the
for.
Plus side, they don't remember it, so there's no emotional complications.
It's like Ding Dong Splooge.
Okay, so... Oh my god. I can't believe we had that on tape.
Anyway.
Oh, that's the shit.
This is why nobody can read the book Holes and keep a straight face.
What?
You remember that old peach jelly or whatever they found? Zero insisted on calling it Splooge.
But anyway, getting back to it, but you find out, you know, Karu is like the 14th angel, and you know Shinji is meant to, you know, fight it, you know, and win. And I think he does.
You think?
Does he get? He goes into that like big void thing and big boom and melting and.
See, I can't remember. I really don't. I don't remember.
And
anything.
In that, well, I could be
well,
wrong.
Well, isn't that about the time that everything goes shit side up and nobody understands what happens at that
yes,
point?
Yes, because
after?
Then he goes into this like
primordial.
Yeah, that word. And into the soup mix thing, and then like the few episodes that are going on after that, like is all his mental conflict. And he comes out after a month, you know, and there was a big joke panel because they're like, you know, the real Jesus, after he died, you know, it only took him 3 days. You know, Shinji took 30. So he's not as cool as the original, but he's not bad. Not too shabby, you know. And but, I mean, it was really interesting, and a lot of people had a lot of questions, you know, about it. And, you know, if it had been, I wish something like that had been like a course at college because, like, people would like that class.
You just have to find the right college. Because a panel I was going to, one of the panelists said that at MIT, I don't know if this is true or just hearsay, but at MIT, you can officially get a degree to become a pirate.
No way.
Yes way. Well,
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know. I didn't look it up and verify. But this is what I heard.
You can be a mitt pirate.
Yeah, you can be a mitt pirate.
You know what? I might want to let my boyfriend in on that because, you know, I'm sure he would love to get
his degree in piracy.
But anyway, a card-carrying
pirate.
It's like, yeah, I have a degree in piracy. Anyway, I had a really good time
but that's,
with this
that's,
panel.
It's kind of like asking anarchists to, like, gather. It doesn't seem like it works right.
Yeah, well, now pirates are an endangered species, but we'll get into
that's right.
Later. But I enjoyed
the panel. Yeah, go read the website if you want to know more about that one.
Yeah, but I mean, it was fun. It was definitely interesting, and it's not something that I normally would have gone to see. But the power of press, I was quite, you know, happy.
By the power of Presco, you have the power.
You get the idea. I enjoyed it, and I abused my power, and I got to see a lot of things that I wouldn't have normally seen or even bothered to stand in line for. Right after that panel, though, there was
bother to stand in line because you had a press pass.
Yes, but still, it was actually funny.
She's like, it's the thought that counts. I would have stood in line.
But I mean, you know, and the panel that came after that one was another one I was going to go to, you know, and I could have easily, you know, gone in myself. You know, that's not, you know, because my press pass would have allowed me. But it was.
I'm gonna run a counter every time you say press pass.
And it was called Final Fantasy and Philosophy. And no lie, like, that line
panel had a line that, like, wrapped around the Heinz Convention Center.
Yeah, it was huge. And I was like, fucking shit.
Because Final Fantasy is crazy popular.
Oh, yeah. There were, like, a couple of people there, like, playing, like, handhelds. I'm like, I know what they're playing.
Well, no, because think about it this way. I've only played 7. Right?
Right.
But I can recognize, like, 90% of all the other game's characters.
It's Garrett! Garrett! Oh, no, it's not Garrett. It's, I was thinking Barrett. I'm an idiot. But anyway.
Who are you cheering for?
I was thinking Barrett, but it came out Garrett, and then I was thinking Vincent. So, I'm like, who the fuck am I cheering for? But anyway.
I never played the game. But, you never played 7?
No. I played from 8 up. I've never played 7.
I only played 7.
I only played 7, and I didn't play for very long until somebody told me that Aerith died, and then I just gave up. I was like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, she does die. And then Cloud brings it to the life stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Of course, from what I've heard from others, Advent Children would make a whole lot more sense to me if I actually finished the game.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, it would. But anyway,
I thoroughly questioned a friend of mine, so I do know what's going on even without playing the game.
But anyway, I enjoyed the panel. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, Jesus, thank you for showing up in anime.
Yeah, Jesus, we love you, man.
I want to give a shout-out to Jesus and the resurrection.
Oh my god, I know exactly what you're thinking.
He's thinking, come to Christ, bitch!
I don't know what you're thinking. No, the way you were saying that totally popped into my head, Bible Black, the chant.
Oh my god. No, I wasn't even going there.
I totally went there.
Yeah, see, I haven't even watched it, so
I haven't even
me about
seen
it.
Have you Bible seen Black. One? I haven't even seen Bible Black.
You don't
so
want
I don't
to.
Know what
it's,
the hell
it's,
it
yeah,
is.
It's bad. Bad.
It's a hentai.
It's bad, but it's also good.
The way that you use magical powers is by deflowering virgins. So, yeah,
not entirely, but it is magic through sex. And they made a new one.
Okay. So I just want to get
look
this
a dove.
I just want to get this straight. Jesus is a hermaphrodite.
Well, due to Flannery O'Connor, one of her stories, Jesus is represented through a hermaphrodite.
Okay. And magic happens through sex.
You know, it is a magic time.
I'm sorry. I thought you were calling my name.
Unproperly.
I was like, I magical. Do? I do? What?
Technically, you did, but I wasn't going there. I'm just going to shut up. I'm just going to go sit over here and shut up.
Oh, it's magic. Anyway.
Wow.
I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths. I'm going to turn it back into a microphone that has an I love Jesus sticker on it.
No, just put one of those Jesus fish. Put one of those Jesus fish on it.
All right, fine. It's
Jesus
one of the Jesus
fish.
I love the Jesus fish.
All right. And I'm going to hand that to Magic. What are you going to do, Magic?
It's a Jesus fish.
If you blasphemous.
I couldn't think of anything to change it to, but I want to be blasphemous. So what should I change it to, guys?
I don't know. A bunch of sixes?
Pass up an opportunity to be blasphemous.
Turn it into a guitar.
No. I know what you can do. Dress it up like a Shinigami from...
Right. It's now Heineko, my Zenpakuto.
Okay.
All right. Because I totally dressed up like Matsumoto Rengeku this weekend, and I'm totally talking about...
Yeah, her boobs were showing.
Yes, my boobs were showing.
Wow. That's all right. That's for some
not a lot, but I mean, like, they weren't like
don't
hanging
worry
out
about
there.
It, Ninja. A lot more other things were showing this convention.
Oh, God.
But Magic will talk about
yes,
it.
Yes, but I will talk about that.
I'm scared.
Oh,
you should be. So we were. Or rather, I was.
Terrified. We were like deer in headlights. We couldn't
it
stop.
Was like,
we couldn't
oh, my God. Head. Blink, blink, blink,
all
blink.
Right. Well, okay. We can't talk about that and then just go on to another thing. So
yeah, all right.
I'm doing the do's and don'ts of cosplaying.
Okay.
And well, first of all, plan ahead, guys, because I'm an idiot and I didn't. So on Monday, Yes, last Monday. What, like 5 days before the con? Four, three? How many days?
Two,
Monday,
one,
four. Monday, Friday. That's what? 4 days. 4 days
four.
Before the con, I decided I was going to cosplay. Don't ever, ever do that to yourself. It's bad. So Tuesday, I went and bought my materials. Wednesday, I started constructing, and Thursday, I constructed. And I finished my costume at 5:30 in the morning on Friday, the day I was going to the con.
Nice.
The day before the con, I violated the 3-2-1 rule. How awful is that?
What's the 3-2-1 rule?
At cons, you always want to follow the 3-2-1 rule. The 3-2-1 rule is each day you need to get at least 3 hours of sleep, or you're going to keel over and die.
Okay.
You need to eat at least two meals, and you need to take one shower.
Okay.
Wow. Very important, guys.
Okay.
And if you don't take a shower, at least like rub yourself all over with deodorants.
Okay. Good to know.
Because it's awful. It's awful to walk into a room and have that like fan funk.
Oh, yeah.
With like
yeah.
all the unwashed bodies.
Yeah. That,
you definitely do smell it.
That locker room after gym class smell.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna make me vomit.
Well, at least you got the visual or whatever then.
Yeah. I'm getting the smelling vision. I can smell it.
She's like, I can feel it in my stomach.
Pandalicious has smell-o-vision.
Yeah. Anyway, nice. Please continue.
Anyways, all right. Do lots of research. I can't tell you how many people don't do this. You need to know who you're planning to be a character for a day. So know their name. Know their interactions with other characters. Know their mannerisms. People are going to ask you for pictures, so know their poses. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
For the love of God, don't go. It's an obscure character who walked by in the background of that one episode of that show that nobody's ever watched.
Oh, come on. That's who I'd want to be.
No.
Damn
and then
it. I totally was planning to be someone
are.
From Excel Saga like that, too. Yeah, I know. Yeah, somebody that I know who went with us.
Because people get so bent out of shape if other people can't recognize them, even if they're like obscure characters that nobody's ever heard of.
Good point.
I wouldn't get bent out of shape, but I'd like that ability to completely create a character.
Yeah.
I mean, that
oh yeah,
be
you
fun.
Can totally create your own character. That's
yeah, you
cool
can be
too.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, there was a Jesus there. That has nothing to do with anime.
And
unless
Darth
you're talking
Vader
about
has
Ava.
Every, to the ball.
Jesus has everything to do with anime.
Apparently.
Well, yes. Ava, at least. But there was Darth Vader. There were several, there were like 6 or 7 or 15 Jack Sparrows.
Yeah.
Mm. And last year there was an awesome Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, just,
and
yeah.
The Mario Brothers were there with Princess Daisy and Toad.
Yeah, but sweet. At anime conventions, video game characters are totally acceptable.
But Mario?
Is it
yeah.
a video game?
Yeah.
Which
it
is totally
awesome.
Yeah, but
they
really
did a good job.
But when they did Paper Mario, that would kind of count as animation.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So,
anyway.
More do's and don'ts.
More do's and don'ts. Let's see. Okay, here's the one we were laughing and crying about. All right.
And having nightmares about.
All right. Make sure, absolutely positively sure, that your costume covers everything. Everything. We don't
yes.
want to see it.
Uh-oh.
All right,
yeah.
So guys who are dressed as Akatsuki members, make sure that your Akatsuki member doesn't show up as well.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay.
You're kidding
and
me,
girls,
right?
No, I'm not kidding.
No.
Girls, well, I mean, girls the same thing, because we don't want to see your breasts and everything. But no, at the masquerade. Okay, Panda, you tell it. I can't even do it.
Okay. So, during the intermission, before they announced who the winners are, they had an intermission, like, segment. And it was the Ninja Pirate Peace Treaty.
Yeah.
And I think Magic has made contributed an article about what exactly went place, so I'm not going to, like, blow for blow tell you what happened. But they had the Akatsuki members, like, raising money for the Oron Host Club people to pay. What were they doing? I think they were trying to buy bodyguards for pirates.
Okay, no, but pirates took care of the money. But
I'm going to stop you guys right there because you need to explain what Akatsuki members are for people who might not know.
Oh, they're the black cloaks with the red clouds on them from Naruto.
Okay.
They're bad guys.
Yeah, they're bad guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this one was particularly bad. But anyway, they were dancing, you know, and Haruhi was like, "You guys need to dance." So like, they're dancing, you know, and they're all like, "Man, I don't want to do this. This sucks." But they're dancing, you know.
Yeah,
and,
they ripped open their cloaks and had nothing but
these black boxer short things. And there's only one girl in the mix. All the other ones were boys. So, you know, she had, like, on a sports bra and, like, a short thing with a little bit of a skirt thing. So they're all dancing and they're doing their thing. And one guy in particular, I did not try to seek him out. I didn't want to embarrass him any further than he probably already was. But, you know, he comes up into the center and he's starting to do his pelvic thrust and his dancing. And out of the corner of my eye, I thought one of the buttons from, you know, the front was, like, reflecting. Like, into my eye. And I'm like, no, that's not
something
what that
pale
is.
Showed up.
Yeah. And during one of his most powerful thrusts, his,
his
member popped out. And, you know, sadly, they have two major cameras.
We were sitting front center, so it was like a foot in front of our faces. We couldn't look away.
Yeah.
You could hear it. You could hear it. The entire front who could all see it really close up.
Yeah.
If just this.
And mind you, we're sitting in the press section, so we're sitting with nothing but press, and the flashes are just going.
Oh no.
Yeah. I had the shot. But I did not want to take a picture because I know if something of mine was to pop out on camera, I wouldn't want someone to take pictures of my stuff. But the thing is, he wasn't aware.
But he kept dancing.
Kept dancing. You know, and the press are going crazy, and you know.
The MCs were like, please stop dancing. Stop dancing. I don't ever want to see this. Stop.
So finally it ends, and he's like, don't you ever do that again on my stage. You know, but... You know, this guy did not know.
He didn't notice because it slipped back. So he didn't know.
No harm, no foul.
Somebody told it backstage, of course. But
the thing is, later on, after the whole thing was over, while people were exiting, they let people jump back on stage to dance. And this particular guy came again. And the hostess of the night came running out. And, like, I think she went to whisper in his ear. And I can only imagine what she said. They saw your penis!
Oh man!
Sneaky ninja penis.
Yes, please keep your junk in the trunk.
Yes.
Please keep your hose wound up, and please, if you're going to dance in your boxer shorts, do what one of my friends does: black electrical tape over that front, so then no puppies, and then no penises come out.
Yeah, really.
People think that these things don't happen at conventions.
Yeah, no.
But they do.
They do.
Wardrobe malfunction.
People think Janet Jackson's the only one, and she's not, guys.
You see, she did it on purpose, but this guy had no clue. So, like, our friend from Intra said that there was about, I think she said, over, like, 20,000 people.
Yeah, at the masquerade, though, there were like 5,000 people. So 5,000 people saw this poor guy on stage.
5,000 times, you know, so much, because that room could probably fit more than that. But there were a lot of people. So a lot of people saw this boy's penis.
Luckily, it was small enough that the people in the back couldn't see.
But you know,
because
we were talking to our friends who sat in a different section because they weren't press and they didn't know that it.
They didn't see it.
They didn't.
So
see
we're
it.
Like, okay, so apparently the press and most of them
got an extra bonus. No pun intended.
It wasn't a bonus because I was like, oh my god,
we couldn't look away.
And I'm hoping, I'm like, you know, doesn't anyone dancing next to him notice that it's out? Does he not feel draft?
Watching a car accident.
It's like, you go with the next group. But anyway.
Oh, man.
So, yes, please, if you're going to be, you know, shaking it, make sure it doesn't shake out.
Secure all danglies.
Please make sure that all appendages are in their full upright and locked position.
Positions! Yeah. So, I swear, the first year we come as press, something like this happens.
Oh, yeah. It's only going to get better for me.
You know, and I can only imagine that next year, they're probably going to say, and no dancing in your underpants.
Yeah.
Ever again.
They're probably just going to make some rule that makes that not able to happen.
Yep. Probably.
Yeah, seeing as how, you know, it's basically public exhibition, and I'm sure they didn't get a permit for it.
So you got some pork sausage in the mix.
Do you have a permit to flash your penis? No? You need to come with us.
But honestly, if that guy ever happens to come with us, we're not laughing. Well, we're kind of laughing at you.
We're totally laughing at you.
You're laughing at his penis, not at him.
That's even worse.
And honestly, if it makes you feel better, I wouldn't have looked at it if it hadn't have come out.
Yeah. It's not like we went looking for it.
Yeah.
It just was right out there.
You know, someone in my family always says caring is sharing, and I think he cared just a little too much.
I think we've talked about his penis enough.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, let's go on to a related topic.
Okay.
Related topic. All right, this is to all the man, fey, and sailor senshi wannabes out there. For the love of God, shave your legs. Please, God, shave your legs.
See, Manfei is standing up for the man. I don't want him to change, but there was one Sailor Senshi.
There were at least three Sailor Senshis because they were wearing different colors.
What is Sailor Senshi?
Sailor Moon. Somebody dressed up as Sailor Moon who's a guy.
Oh, okay.
Well, Senshi is another word for warrior.
Yeah.
You know, so the Sailor Scouts, you know, if you're correct, you want to be Sailor Senshi. Because that's the Japanese word for it.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a couple. There were actually a lot of guys rocking girl cosplay this year. So I have to give them some credit.
It was awful.
But yeah,
I'm usually really supportive, but I saw some really awful ones this year.
I saw a couple of good ones though. But
really?
Yeah, I saw someone dressed as Mana, really good with the blue hair and like. The Lolita look and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It was totally
but it was
really nice.
Mana's not a girl in the first place.
I know, it's a boy. But he did such a good job.
So a him dressed up as a him doesn't follow in this conversation.
Yeah, but the him was dressed up like a girl. He was wearing like a goth Lolita dress.
No, the character dressed up like a girl. The cosplayer dressed up like a boy who was dressed up like a girl.
Like a girl. Yeah.
Okay.
But still, it was very good. I was very convinced. But anyway,
let's go.
Yes, you're totally confused. It's all visual K, and we're not going to go there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
Right.
Any other do's and don'ts?
Do's and don'ts. Let's see. Carry a repair kit. Because I can't tell you how many people like they fell apart. Try it on earlier. That way you know if you need a repair kit. Because if you don't try it on and walk around in it, you're not going to know it's going to fall apart on you until you're in the middle of the dealer's room. And that's not a good place to find out.
I went as Haruhi Shizumiya, and I mean, it was kind of a crapshoot, but like, I had made an armband, or rather, a friend of mine helped me make my armband, and the clothes I was wearing the night that I made it, you know, was a little bulkier, so it fit perfectly, but I didn't wear that shirt to the convention, so I actually had to go and pin it. But believe it or not, I double checked her in the anime, and she actually does safety pin it onto her sleeve. So I'm like, oh wow, I'm more true to character than I thought.
Yeah, see, that's a good example of researching your character. Know your character.
So, and it totally was awesome.
It was totally awesome.
Cosplaying in general is just totally awesome.
Well, it was really funny when I was traveling from, you know, Pandaville to, you know, Anime Boston, which obviously is in Boston. I was on one of the trains with a couple of my friends, and this guy was like, oh my god, you're Haruhi. And I'm like, yeah. And like, I was carrying my luggage, and sadly, you know, I don't pack very well, or I pack too much. And my carry-on was extremely heavy. And this guy just came out of nowhere, and he actually picked up my bag and walked it all the way to the convention hall for me.
That's awesome.
And I was like, oh my god, thank you. So, and I gave him some marshmallows.
Oh, I forgot you had the mini marshmallows.
Yeah, and the cheese. The worst combination of snacks to have, but I did.
Mini marshmallows and cheese.
Baby Bell cheese.
Yummy.
They're magically
Delicious. Jamark.
Oh my god.
Okay. Any more do's? Are there any more do's or don'ts?
There are a few more. Don't glomp people without asking. Some people are, in fact, glomp allergic, guys.
What is glomp?
Oh, glomp is when you run up to somebody and start hugging and squeezing them.
Or sometimes you get a running start and you, like, leap onto them into this happy, like, hug fest that might end up on the floor.
Yep. Yep, that's more extreme glomping.
Glomping.
That's for the experienced
happen.
Glompers.
Yeah.
But it does happen. It happens a lot. For instance, last year I had a Hughes put me into a headlock so he could force me to look at pictures of Alicia.
Oh, okay.
that's uncomfortable.
Right. It's like, oh my god, look at my daughter, isn't she great?
I was like, why am I in a headlock?
I still felt bad for Major Hughes.
Oh,
I felt
yeah.
bad
Everybody
for
feels
daughter.
Bad for him.
Yeah.
I felt bad for his daughter. Daddy, get up. You still have work to do. I'm like, that
Will
sucks.
You stop? That's going to make me cry.
I know.
Sorry. All sorts of sad things happen.
Oh
yeah.
And I'm not going to cry for every character that dies, because I can always just start the series over from the beginning and pretend like everything's
again.
Okay.
Like, everyone's okay. Avoid
right.
episode 12.
Last 26. Two do's and don'ts.
Avoid episode 26. Don't be elitist. You know, even if you think your costume's the best one there, don't look down on other people's costumes, because they probably tried really damn hard to make it.
Yeah, I know.
Or even worse, Assholes. They paid for it.
That's not very nice.
But yeah.
But true.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, right. yeah. And, let's see. Try and find a costume that fits your body type. I really don't want to see things hanging out all over the place. And that's it. That's all I can think of.
If your character
you
doesn't have roles, No, never mind. I shouldn't say that.
Don't go there.
Anyway.
It's bad. You guys think any? Can you think of any?
I've never cosplayed, so I don't know.
Yeah, so.
I always wanted to, not so much cosplay, but I always told myself that if I ever went to a Star Trek convention, I was going to go as a Klingon.
That's cosplay.
Full on with the breastplate and everything, but I haven't actually done it. But I do want to do it, because I think
I've been
a Klingon.
I've been going to AB for the last 3 years, well, this year included, and I decided on Monday, this was my thought process. I'm not going to AB again without a damn costume.
Well, because the night before, I think we were all hanging out, and I brought my headband, one of the headbands.
Yeah,
I made,
that's what it was.
Band.
That's what it was. She was like, yeah, I'm cosplaying. I was like, fuck you.
You know, and I made I had my headband, I had my armband, and I made a little name tag that said ESH Brigade, because I was making fun of SOS Brigade. So, you know, I did it up. I did it up as best as I could with the limited amount of money that I have. And she's like, damn it. Now I'm gonna. She's like, I'm gonna do it.
I was
I'm
like, you're
cosplaying.
Now I have to cosplay.
And then one of our other friends is like, I'm gonna cosplay too. I'm gonna be Kyo.
Yeah, and we totally raided her closet. We totally raided her closet.
We pulled one together
fast.
It was fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one too. If you're gonna cosplay, you might want to start out with a character who wears plain clothes and build it rather than going straight out and trying to create something.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, it took me forever to figure out how to make a kimono and a hakama. And in the end, they aren't a real kimono and hakama. They just kind of look like it. I faked it really well.
All right.
So I'm gonna give my, like, what did I turn it into? I forget what I turned it into. So I'm going to turn it into a magical sewing kit or something, and I'm going to give you, Ninja, the magical sewing kit. What are you going to do with it?
Oh, wait. Does it still have Jesus fish suit?
It's a magical sewing kit shaped like a Jesus fish.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Okay. Well,
so
cool.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to take it, and I'm going to turn it into, I know, I should do that, but I'm actually going to turn it into a controller for the Xbox 360.
Ooh, wow. Are you defecting?
Not so much defecting, but I'm going to talk this week about a game that I've been dying for ever since it was announced.
Well, stop dying. It's not cool.
I know. I have to stop dying. It makes me very tired. And
have you been saving your progress at least?
No, I don't. I die all the time, and I always make sure to use this nearest save spot before I go and die.
All right, good.
So I can resurrect fairly easily. No.
Otherwise, there's lots of yelling.
There's lots of yelling
and
screaming,
and real life seppuku. So
yeah. So we don't really want that to happen because there's no coming back from seppuku in real life.
Unless you're what's his face from Peacemaker Kurigane. Oh, what was his name? He's in the he's in Rurouni Kenshin too. And I've totally forgotten his name.
I said in real life.
Oh,
you should commit it with a frisbee.
Well, I think
really,
he's historically.
Really bad.
I'm pretty sure he's historically accurate.
Shove it down your throat.
Anyway,
shove a frisbee down your throat. That's probably not the easiest way to commit seppuku.
Have ever been to like ultimateninja.com? I think it is, or something like that. Some like little kid made a site about ninjas and how fucking awesome they are. And he teaches you step by step how to commit that with a frisbee.
But ninja don't commit seppuku because they have no honor in general because they're sneaky little bastards.
Anyway!
Ooh, ninja, you're a sneaky
bird. I don't even want to talk about it. You don't even know how sneaky I am. I'm so sneaky you can't tell that I'm sneaky. I just look regular because I'm so sneaky.
Can't touch this.
I'm a ninja. Anyway.
I got shurikens. Alright, anyway. I'm going to talk about SSX Blur. Which, if you don't know about the SSX series, it started out on the PS2. It was, I can't remember, I think it was close to, if not one of the original launch titles when the PS2 came out. It stands for Super Snow Cross. And basically it was the game where it was a race game, but you were a snowboarder, and you raced other people going down a bunch of different mountains, and you had to pull out little tricks.
I used to play a few volumes of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen somebody play that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. There's SSX.
I always preferred Jet Moto, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, Jet Moto is a much more fun racing game, and it has some deeper level things. But...
And you didn't have to worry about trying to do tricks.
Right. But see, that was the thing that I liked about SSX, was that if I really sucked at the racing, which at some point when you're going through the different difficulty levels, you will suck at a mountain because you can't find all of the little shortcuts to make you not suck at the mountain, that you could just spend a whole lot of time working on your tricks off of different slopes and slaloms and things like that, so that you could do some character customization and just basically enjoy the visuals that you were given, because they were some really stunning visuals, especially for the hardware at the time, on the system. So I've always been a fan of the SSX franchise, so I have the original SSX. I have Tricky, which was basically the second version, and in Tricky they actually brought in some star power to do the voice acting, so they brought in Biff Naked to do the voice of Zoe. They brought,
we haven't heard that name in years.
Yeah. They brought her in. They brought in, what's his name? Hot-looking dude that was in the Phantom. Billy Zane.
Ooh!
Yeah, he did the voice.
I love Billy Zane. The Phantom is the only, that was the first Billy Zane movie that popped into your head.
Yeah, because I fucking love how he looked in the Phantom.
I mean, I love in the stretchy purple suit.
Well, and the thing that I loved about the Phantom, yeah, I've got to go off subject now because I brought it up. But the thing that I loved about the Phantom is that different than all the other comic book character movies that were coming out at the time, there was no prosthesis in Billy Zane's costume. It was just nylon. That's all fucking him.
You mean they didn't have the fake nipples like George Clooney's outfit?
That suit was all Billy Zane, and he fought for that. He's like, if I'm going to do this, there can't be any of that crap in there because I hate that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, respect
quotes,
knuckles for Billy Zane.
Yay.
Billy Zane's awesome.
Billy Zane's awesome.
Hot.
Oh, God, is he hot.
Incredibly.
Oh, God.
Wow. Guys, I think this is a momentous occasion. This is the first time we've ever
all agreed. I think
all agreed. Oh my You're god, right. it I does think, happen.
Yeah.
I think the world is going to implode on itself.
Somebody check a window. Is the world ending?
Fairy tales do come true.
Is there fire raining from the sky?
No, but I do see this weird, dark, ominous cloud over my house.
There's a frog
I think that's just
because
it's raining, like it has been all day.
there's a frog on the stoop over there, like, waving to me. Does that count?
Oh my god, he have a top hat and a cane and he's singing, hello my baby, hello
my
darling.
You know, he doesn't have a top hat, but he does have a cane. It says pimp on it. I don't know what that means.
He's got a pimp cane, that's awesome.
A frog with a pimp cane.
Anyway. It's too bad the WB didn't go with that route to, like, pimp out their frog.
Dude, that would have been awesome, pimp out our frog.
Well, it's not the WB anymore.
No, it's WB's like dead.
It's a CW now.
What does CW stand for?
Yeah,
I never realized.
Warner Brothers. I don't know. So anyway,
can't win awards. No, I'm just kidding.
Can't win awards.
Like for like
was weak.
Like
that was really weak.
Well, did any of their shows win any of those TV awards? What are those? Are those two?
Emmys?
I don't know. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't get awards straight.
No, Emmys for
like,
TV
I'll be like,
broadcasting.
They'll be talking about an awards show, and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's that music one, right? And they'll be like, yeah, for TV shows. I was like,
Emmys okay. are for TV. So
I can't keep them straight.
Oscars are for movies.
Oscars for the little golden man, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Emmys, bitch with wings holding up the globe.
I thought it was a guy. I thought it was like a guy
with
wings.
No, it's a girl.
Why do you think it's Emmy? Emmy. It's a girl.
Oh, Emmy.
Emmy.
Oh.
Emmy.
Okay. Bitch with wings holding up a globe. That's for TV. Grammy looks like an old RCA Victrola.
Yep.
Right.
That's for music.
Right.
What
and then
else
the little
do you need
then
to know?
The little orange blimps are the Nickelodeon.
Yeah, the little orange blimps are for Nickelodeon. Okay.
And
what about like the MTV?
MTV has
the
Moon Man.
Okay.
The Tonys. It's basically it looks like a little medallion that's in a semicircle.
Okay. Yeah, wait, the Academy and the Oscars are the same, right?
Yes. Yeah,
the Academy
of Award
Motion
is
Picture.
An Oscar.
Yes.
It's not like I ever watch any of them, so...
Actually, that's not true.
I watched Ellen on the Oscars this year.
Yeah.
But only for like
she
a half
was good.
Hour.
I liked her this year.
Yeah, she was good.
I like those. Like people who like turned into the emblems of movies.
Yeah, they were damn cool.
Yeah, that was damn cool.
Was,
so
like,
anyway, getting
awesome
back to my stupid video game thing,
Sorry.
I can get my notes done because I could sit here and talk about the award shows forever because I love.
Do you watch them?
I watch them all. I watch the Image Awards. I watch the NAACP Awards. I watch the TV Land Awards. I love the Tonys.
I don't even watch TV Land in general.
But I do watch the awards because they usually have, like, some classic TV show cast reunion every year.
That's
like,
awesome.
This year, the Bradys got back together and they actually did a Brady number. It was so scary and cool
hey,
at
Ninja.
The same time. So, but anyway, back to my stupid shit. Yes, Panda?
I was just saying you want to talk about your stuff?
Now? Yeah, let me talk about my stupid shit. So, I've been looking forward to SSX Blur because I really didn't like SSX on Tour, which was the last SSX game that came out. Basically, the way the progression of the games went, and the games are done by EA Big, which is a division of EA. And I tend to not like games that come from EA, to be honest with you, because I'm not a huge sports buff, but I did like this series. They've been trying to grow with each version of the game that they've put out. I don't know if it's because they're changing team members over like crazy so that they couldn't keep any consistency, but there really isn't any consistency throughout the games.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing in your mind?
It can be a good thing and bad thing depending upon which game model that we're looking at. So, for instance, in SSX, it was just pretty much, here are the characters, they don't say anything, you just race and do tricks and be a happy camper. Mm-hmm. And the environments were stunning, and the racing was pretty decent, and you got to push people down out of your way, which was always fun. And then
the most exciting thing about those games for me was always the fact that you could choose what the image on your board was.
Right, and that was fun because you could kind of like be like, ah, I'm a border. See, this
that,
is
that
my
shows
guessing.
That yeah, that shows how much I enjoyed those games.
Yeah, but then in Tricky, they actually tried to improve on their character design models, so they were actually much more refined and defined, And then they added the voice actors, a lot of known voices and a few unknown voices, to try and make it a character that people could identify with or would want to identify with. And that was cool, and the environments got even better. But then they introduced not just short boards, but long boards and new characters.
Different types of snowboards.
Yeah, and different types of graphics so that you could
I don't remember. Were you able to choose between, what's it called, Goofy Foot and regular footing?
Yes. With that one, which was cool because, you know, it would make a difference in your character. And I really did enjoy the race mechanics in that game. And then when SSX3 came out, it seemed to me kind of like they took a step back from that because there wasn't as much voice interaction. They didn't bring back all of the voice actors. And as a matter of fact, very few of the characters actually say anything of consequence.
Well, if you think about it, the automated voice things can be a detriment to the game. Unless they're done well. So I'd rather have them not be in the game at all than have them be done poorly.
I agree with that on a whole lot of levels, but it seems to me like it was kind of half-assed. Either pull it all out or leave it all in from the second one because it was so random. You'd be going down a hill and you still hear basically the narrator, the DJ, talking while you're racing, and then for no reason your character would say something completely random.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, it being a detriment.
Right, and so at that point I was like, okay, well, you should have pulled it all out or left all of that stuff in from the previous game.
Yeah.
And so it seemed to me like it was kind of going two step forward, one step back.
Yeah, and a kick in the nuts?
And a kick in the nuts, because when On Tour came out, okay, On Tour really went in a very different direction because the character styling was all different. Instead of these models that were looking more and more like people and more defined, they actually went the opposite direction and started heading towards being cel-shaded.
Okay.
Which is nearly what you have going on.
So they went from trying to be realistic to trying to be
a caricature.
Animated and stylized. Okay.
Okay. And then the whole thing with On Tour is they tried to bring in the Tony Hawk thing of having the career mode and having to, you know, meet certain criteria and go through the mountain and get to a person and be basically given a mission, and then you gotta kind of complete it. And then if you do, you could buy a carrot hat that you could put on yourself. Otherwise, you just gotta kind of sit there and try to do other things. And so I really didn't enjoy it at all. It was the first SSX game that I didn't buy, so when they announced Blur and I started seeing some of the visuals for Blur, I got excited because, one, it was going to be first on the Wii, and they were really going to incorporate a lot of the motion sensing stuff, which I thought was going to be a great thing.
Sounds like it didn't turn out as wonderfully as you planned.
No, but I'm getting to that. And it seemed like they were kind of trying to do a hybrid between the very stylized, very CGI, detailed character designs with some animation elements. The final game turned out to be animation elements with a little bit of CGI, which is cool, it's okay. But the characters are much more softer and much more almost anime-like than their predecessors that were all pretty much people-like, and I find that a little, I don't want to say discomforting, but I don't like it. I don't know why I don't like it, because I should love it, because I love anime, but I don't like it. I don't know if it's because these characters are known quantities to me in the versions that I know and love.
Yeah.
And so it's
that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Were there, I gotta ask, I don't even remember, were there cutscenes and things, or was it just the avatar?
It was just the avatar. There really weren't any cutscenes, because pretty much the only scene that you got was when you finished the race. If you placed, they would have a little movie between you and your basic rival. Because one of the systems that they came up with, the tricky was, you basically, each character had a character that was their nemesis. Mm-hmm. And they would go out of their way to try to push you and hurt you and stuff in a race. So if you beat them in a race, there would sometimes be a little cutscene where you'd basically diss them or they'd try to diss you. And that was about it. And that stuff got pulled out in the subsequent games. So now we're on to Blur. Got it in from Gamefly. I ripped that sucker open like I was a babe on Christmas morn. And I was ready to play. Yeah. I put the game in, and immediately the first thing I noticed was, oh, this is going to be very cartoony, because right from the get-go, the screen literally looks like the Teen Titans logo.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh. Okay, the
Teen Titans!
I mean, I love Teen Titans, but I can't imagine them doing a snowboarding
game. Yeah, well, imagine Teen Titans snowboarding.
Teen Titans snowboarding.
Because there's,
just considering the way gaming has been going, it probably exists. They have games for everything.
Or it's coming. So the screen's broken up, and we've got a bunch of the primary colors, and then some fuchsia going on, and it's all broken up into panels unevenly by a black, thick border. And then it's like, okay, this game is going to use the Wiimote. And I'm like, cool. And it's like, and we're going to use the nunchaku style. I'm like, okay, let me go get my nunchuck. So I pop that sucker in, and it goes to the loading screen, which is the same broken up colors categories. And I'm like, okay, you can look at extras, or you can do the tutorial, or you can do the multiplayer, or you can do the career mode, or you can do quick play. And my gut told me just to go into quick play, but my brain was like, no, dumbass, this is on the Wii. It's not going to be like anything you know before. Do the fucking tutorial. So I start up the tutorial, and I'm getting the Wiimote comfortable in my hand, and it's like, okay, in this tutorial, you're going to start and stop on a spot. And I'm like, okay.
Crazy taxi style?
Yeah, I basically got to run into an area.
I always sucked at that.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, to go fast, you want to hit up on the nunchaku thing, and to stop, you want to pull back. And I'm like, all right, fine. So I had to do three spots, and I hit the three spots. It took me a while to get control of it, so after my second try, I finally got it. I'm like, yeah!
Therefore.
Okay, I'm a winner! So I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy. So we go to the next tutorial.
Sounds like you're going to regret that one.
I did, because the next tutorial is like, okay, dumbass, now that you can start and stop, you need to learn how to flip. So here's the deal. To flip, what you got to do is, you got to hold down the B button, which... if you've never held a Wiimote, it's basically the trigger underneath the remote handle. It's like, okay, so you're going to hold down this button, right? And you're going to flick the Wiimote up to backflip, and you're going to flick it down to front flip. You can do it!
That's damn
cool.
Complicated.
I'm like, okay. And it's like, so you've got to backflip twice and front flip twice in, like, this many seconds. Go! And I'm like, okay. And I'm on skis the entire time because you get the option of being on a snowboard or being on skis. Go for the fucking snowboard because the skis fucking suck. Okay, so after my third time, because it took me a while to figure out that I had to hold down the B trigger before I tried to flip, because otherwise I would just stand there in midair and then it would register late and I'd hit the ground and dive into the snow and just keep tumbling until I shook my remote and my nunchuck enough that I got back up on my feet. Yeah. And it's like, you fail. Oh, but try again. You could do it. So I'm like, all right, I can do this.
I so want to smack that voice when it starts telling me that.
Yeah, so I finally get past that one.
It's like, you get your ass over here and grab this remote and do it yourself.
Right. And then it's like, okay, now to spin, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to hold down the B button again, but this time you're going to shake the remote to the left or to the right. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, stop. All right, so you're telling me, in order to flip, I gotta hold down this stupid button and flick this thing either up or down. To spin, I've gotta hold this button and flick it to the right. Where that gets complicated is, the best tricks that you can pull off in SSX require you to be flipping and spinning at the same time.
Oh, jeez. Is it at all possible to do it diagonally?
No! You can't do it diagonally! And this is where it starts sucking. Because to jump in SSX, you have to hold down the Z button, which is on the nunchuck. It's the fat button on the bottom. And flick the nunchuck up. So literally, you have to be holding the thumbstick forward, holding the Z button, flick the son of a bitch on the left up, while holding down the B button on the Wiimote to then flick it down when you're in the air, and then start shaking it around as if you were giving some, you know, apparition a hand job in order to pull off a trick worth more than 400 points.
I hope you brought the lube.
That sounds about why I don't really like first-person shooters. Because you gotta move and aim and shoot all at once.
I'm sitting here trying to just crack into the top five top scorers on the slalom, and I fell so much that literally I started thinking that maybe my character had Down syndrome. I was like, maybe I picked the person born with a specialty handicap. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I had a friend over and was watching me play and was just laughing and in pain because I couldn't do these things. I mean, at some point, you know, you don't push people anymore. If you just hold down the B button and you haven't hit a direction, your character will actually slow down to pick up a wad of snow, which if you don't mean to do because you're in the middle of the race, will totally piss you the fuck off. Because then you've got this wad of snow as a snowball in your hand that you have to throw. And depending upon how lame-ass your freaking character is or how hard you flick the remote when you let go, you can tag somebody with a snowball. Or you wind up tagging yourself with the stupid fucking snowball. Okay, so this game is not a pickup game. This is not a game that you want to buy because you want to have friends over and you're going to have a good time. Your friends will fucking piss in your face if you try to make them play this game as a fun,
entertainment game. Friends don't let friends piss in each other's faces.
They really shouldn't, but this game will make people do it.
Don't drink and piss.
No, you need
actually,
to drink
everybody
to piss.
Drinks and pisses.
But not, like, drinking
kind of impossible
peeing.
Not to.
Okay, so as far as SSX Blur goes, it's the same dog, completely new tricks, and whether or not they're better is yet to be determined. So I'm going to right now give this thing a 2.5 out of 5 just because it's completely not user-friendly. I mean, it looks like fun. I mean, I can't even do Uber tricks, which was the whole focus of getting into SSX, because in order to do Uber tricks, you have to hold down the A button. First, you have to get your groove on, which, yeah, I don't even know why, because it's basically just the boost meter, if you've ever played an SSX game. But now they call it your groove, and if you get to level 3 groove, your character, like, has music notes coming out of them, and that means you can do an Uber trick. And in order to do an Uber trick, you have to get way high up in the fucking air, hold down the A button, and then it's gonna, when you touch the A button, it's gonna flash on the screen very quickly a shape that you have to draw with the nunchuck and the Wiimote,
Jesus.
In order to get your character to do it. And if, by the grace of God, you're able to remember what the shape is and draw the shape in time before your character plummets back to the earth, and tap the B button before you're actually coming down to the ground, because otherwise you won't land it, then you might have been able to pull off an Uber trick.
Good God.
If you don't land it, do you die when you come down?
No, you just keep rolling over and over in the snow and amassing more snow on your body.
Well,
until
that's
you
not very
the
realistic.
Wiimote. Yeah, until you shake the Wiimote and the nunchaku to pick yourself back up. And then the wind, as it catches your hair and body, will brush the snow from upon you.
Yeah, okay. Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, that sounds painful.
It really is. And it's really sad to see that this is what it's wound up being. I mean, there are people who really love the game, and I've seen some great reviews written about it. And yeah, the levels are deep. The characters are in it because they have a bunch of new characters now. You've got Felix. JP comes back. And you've got a new character, Maya. Returning from other games are Allegra, Elise, Griff, Kaori, Mac, Moby, Simon, Sky, and Zoe. So, I mean, you've got plenty of characters that you can choose from. They're all different. They all have about 4 different board designs and 4 different ski designs, I think, because I've only played for like a day and seen 1 set of skis, and everybody has a different design when they use skis. You can make the choice to use skis or to use a snowboard. I fucking suck on the skis. I don't find it to be intuitive at all, because you can't even do really
that's,
deep
that's kind of realistic, isn't it? Because aren't skis in real life a lot harder to learn than snowboards?
For some people, supposedly. Yes, depending upon how much of an edge you want to take. You can actually, people will debate with you that you can actually gain more speed on skis because of the surface area that you take up and that kind of stuff. I don't know all that because I'm not that into the science. And
all I know,
I'm
all
black,
I know,
so I don't ski.
Is that I am terrified of having both feet strapped to the same board.
Girl,
so give me 2 different boards and I'll be okay.
I'm with you.
I french
on that.
Fried when I should have pizzaed.
And I pizzaed.
Oh my God, I can't stop pizzaing. I can't get myself out of the wedge. Of course, I haven't done it for 3 years, so.
I'm trying to remember now.
I probably can't even stand up on
skis right now. Really fast, and when you pizza, you slow down, right?
That's right.
Yeah. it's called the wedge.
Yeah. No, french fry and pizza, because I'm getting hungry. But anyway, SSX Blur, if you have a Wii, rent it. Don't buy it, because if it takes you too long to get a grasp on the mechanics, you're going to be pissed that you dropped $50 for it.
Yeah.
It is going to be available on the other platforms. I don't know if it's available on them right now as we speak because I didn't do thorough research this week because I was still so pissed about not being able to do Uber tricks because that was like my claim to fame was I strung Uber tricks together like you would not believe and now I can't fucking do it and it pisses me the fuck off.
So, ooh, don't mess with the lead gamer.
So two and a half out of five. EA, you're fucking up a great franchise and I hope that you fix it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's actually kind of tame, because you'd think mostly that you'd say, like, I hope you choke and die, but you just said, I hope you fix it.
I don't hope that they die, because I really am hoping that over the next year that they will come out with an SSX game that's going to take advantage of what the Xbox 360 can do, or what even the PlayStation 3, this is how much I don't like it. I would rather play SSX Blur on the PlayStation 3 with no 6-axis bullshit.
Huh.
Okay. Then play it as it is right now on the Wii.
Ninja Sister would play it on a PS3.
That's bad. Because there's not much that would make you play on PlayStation 3.
No,
I think the only thing on a PS3, I would walk around that home thing that they want to do.
Yeah, and home will be interesting, especially because Mad Catz has come out with, or has announced, a new device that you can connect to the controller. That basically is a keypad, kind of like the letter and number touchpad on a Trio.
Oh.
So that you can do typing faster, because not everybody wants to get a Bluetooth keyboard and have a huge keyboard on their lap while they have their controller in their hand.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So this way you would have basically a nice thumb pad, kind of similar to the size of the keyboard on a Sidekick. And basically the form factor of it, you know, connected to, yeah, and for $30... Not bad at all. So I definitely want to get my hands on one of those to try it out, especially for home, because home does look awesome. But less things are looking awesome for the PS3, especially now that if you've been to the website, you know that Devil May Cry 4 is going to be on the Xbox 360.
Shut up!
Do you fucking read the website?
She doesn't. There's no way she does.
Yeah, Devil May Cry 4.
Earlier today.
Okay.
All right. Well, if they're on 4 and everybody's raving about it, I gotta play the first 3.
I have 3.
I have all 3.
1, 2, and 3.
Panda, how many times have you offered to lend something to me and it just hasn't happened?
Hey, I just got my Kingdom Hearts back from someone in our group of friends. It took him like half the freaking semester to give it back to me.
Half a semester is like what? Half a semester is like what? A month and a half?
No,
like 3 months.
Yeah,
something like that.
Well, he told me he had it all beat by, like, 2 weeks, so, like,
A friend of mine has had my Kingdom Hearts game ever since Kingdom Hearts 2 came out. Since before Kingdom Hearts 2 came out.
So now that I got my game back, I do not mind lending you Final Fantasy X. That's what you want to play.
You know what he got stuck on in Kingdom Hearts? He couldn't find the fucking fish. When Kairi sends you on the island to go find that shit, you can't find the fish.
They're swimming in the fucking water where fish hang out.
Fish. I wonder where I'd find them. I said, "All right, I'm coming up." I told him, "I'm coming over, and I'm just gonna find the fish for you and get you beyond that point, so I can actually
that's like in
play
the game tutorial in the beginning."
Yeah, I know.
I've
pretty much given up that I'm ever getting that game back. Of course, it's okay. It's okay because I stole his Resident Evil Nemesis, and I haven't played it. So,
is that number 3?
I don't know.
Is it the one with Nemesis?
Nemesis?
Yeah, number 3. The one where he's chasing around going, stars. I hate that game.
Yeah, that would be Nemesis.
I hate it. He has me trapped in a safe house, and as soon as I come out, he's always right there.
Shoot him in the head! Shoot him in the head!
Press A! Press A! You don't have time to make a profile!
Seriously, seriously, though, in Nemesis, you know, there are some chances where, you know, they give you an option where you can run from him or you fight him.
You can run or fight, yeah.
It's actually a lot smarter, and I actually had to play this out, and I saw it. It's better to fight him because he stays away from you longer.
Really?
But there are some times where you choose to fight him, and he will kill you.
Well, I've only really gotten to the police station, and I chose to go into the police station rather than fight him, and he came in through the window later.
Yeah,
and I think I just come in through the window.
Yeah, seriously, we need to stop making buildings with windows.
But
like,
I mean,
need to plan for the zombie infestation. No windows in this building.
So wait, and that's
actually no, that's not true. He didn't come through a window. He came through the wall, I think.
To the window. To the wall.
So.
To the zombies but, on my
in the
balls.
Beginning, that first Wait. Chance where they give you the option, if you fight him there and you manage to, like, you know, wound him enough, he doesn't come at you for a while.
Hey, yo.
So the more, you've,
Panda.
The more you fight
so
him.
So it's not like Pyramid Head where you need to get all 8 bullets into him?
Man, yeah.
Yo.
Thank the good fucking Lord.
Yo. We'll do a tips and tricks episode.
No, we won't.
Real soon. Yeah, we will. We need to because
when have we ever gone back and done a podcast?
No, we're gonna do it because you guys have played some games that I don't know and have some really good tips on things that you should know going into it. And I think I have a couple of things that you should know to stay away from, like far, far away from. So we are gonna do it. I made a note. I put it on a sticky. That means it's gonna happen.
Uh oh, she's using the stickies. It's all yeah. official now.
Yeah, I use the stickies. It's official, and I'm calling this podcast Toast.
Just about toast time.
Yeah. So, Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to give it to Mom, because I'm going to play some more Guitar Hero before I go to a party. I'm going out.
What the fuck? You going to a party?
Hell fucking yeah, I'm going to a party.
Why the fuck didn't I know you were going to a party?
Why the hell do you care that I'm going into a party?
I fucking always care when you're going
to a party.
Well, then
fine, I'm going to a party.
Well, fuck, fine, I know now.
Well, fuck, that's great.
Cool. Magic, what are you doing with your toast?
I hadn't really planned anything. I'm hanging out with my best friend, so we're either going to company tonight or tomorrow night, so it's the plan.
Nice.
Ninja, what are you doing with your toast?
I'm gonna forgo the toast because I'm going out for Tex-Mex.
No, why the fuck didn't you tell me you're going out for Tex-Mex?
Because you don't fucking ever talk to me, so why would I tell you?
Yeah, that's fucking right, I don't talk to you.
I know, because you're fucking all about yourself, but what the fuck?
Now, girl.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Don't make me come over there.
All right. You got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You can check out our posts, comment on stuff. We love it when you do. You could win candy, so fucking just do it. We also have to give a shout out to our friends over at Velocity Micro because they're awesome like that. They make custom built gaming, mobile, and home PCs. If you need a machine, just go and check them out. VelocityMicro.com. Tell them that the bitches over at the Electric Sisterhood sent you. As always, I'm Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And we're out.
And we're out.
Out!